With just over 12 hours before the polls open, politicians of all stripes have been paying tribute to former Prime Minister and Labor legend Bob Hawke. Australia's 23rd and third longest serving Prime Minister died in his home yesterday at the age of 89. Bob Hawke is credited with a long list of nation-building reforms, including floating the Australian dollar, launching Medicare and striking a wage accord with the unions. While mourning has overshadowed the last day of the campaign, it's also allowed the opposition to draw parallels between the reforms of the Hawke era and the message of change pushed by Bill Shorten and his team. Former Victorian Premier John Brumby was a friend and colleague of Bob Hawke's, and he joins us on RN Drive. John Brumby, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Patricia.
Bob Hawke identified you as a future leader when you were the federal member for Bendigo in the early 1980s. He campaigned for you. What was that period like?
Well, for me, it was just a fantastic era, and I was so lucky to be the federal candidate for Bendigo. It was the most marginal seat in Australia. Bob came up and campaigned twice in that campaign, and I had 7 years there. And I think during that period, Bob probably visited my electorate on somewhere between sort of 8 and 12 occasions. I obviously saw him so much in Canberra and question time, and for me, he was a person of vision, purpose, passion. He believed in cabinet government. He had a deep and abiding love of his country. He had a wonderful way with people, as Barry Cassidy said before. But Patricia is also forgiving. You know, he's a very forgiving person. He was non-judgmental. He recognised that we all have frailties and fallibilities, and so I learned so much from him. But I remember the first week of that campaign, he'd only been leader a couple of days. He's coming up to Bendigo, and the light plane, one of the engines failed, and he had to return to Essendon. And so this is the days before mobile phones. We've got 500 people in the Bendigo Mall waiting to see him. We get a message that he's going to be 2 or 3 hours late. And the popularity of Hawkey, like 3 hours later, there's 500 people in the Mall and they're all there. And I've got this lovely photo of him and I on this little rickety primary school desk in the middle of the Bendigo Mall, and he's just mobbed by people. He had such a wonderful way with people, and he was so popular.
He was so popular. A lot has been said today about the reforms of the Hawke Keating government. You were part of that government. Did you understand then the significance of what was being done to the economy, of opening up the economy, and how transformative it would be for Australia?
I did. But, I think a lot of people write the history now as if, they airbrush it a bit, as if these reforms just sort of happened and Bob and Paul were there in the caucus and the cabinet and they just went through and it was all happy days. They were big reforms, and things like floating the dollar, allowing in foreign banks, cutting tariffs. Cutting tariffs was hard. When I was elected, there were probably 3,000, 4,000 people in my electorate, Bendigo, Castlemaine, Maryborough, St Arnold, who worked in the textiles and clothing industries. We had import quotas. There were tariffs of more than 100%. And reducing those tariffs over time, freeing up Australia, allowing us to get into more export markets overseas, that wasn't easy. That was hard. So they were big reforms and they were hard to get through the Labor Party. But you wouldn't look back for a second now and say that it was the wrong thing for Australia or that we didn't have to do it. And, other big changes, like changes to the tax system, assets testing of pensions. I had 1,000 pensioners that lost some of their pension because of assets testing. But before assets testing, you could have millions of dollars in assets and still get a full pension. And so those reforms were hard, but they provided the foundations for the extraordinary period of economic growth that all Australians have benefited from since. But they wouldn't have happened without vision. They wouldn't have happened without purpose and a commitment and an understanding that these things were necessary for the long-term benefit of Australia.
Journalists and the public often complain that today's politicians are too scripted, too on-message, too trained to avoid answering questions. Bob Hawke was neither of those things and was widely respected and revered because of it. Is there a lesson there?
Well, he was a natural, wasn't he? I mean, you look at some of the interviews and He did a couple in Bendigo where he might have been a bit tired and he was a bit short with people. That marvellous exchange with Richard Carlton, you know, the blood on your hands exchange. Mm-hmm. He is the master of particularly the one-on-one interviews on television. But there's very few people got those skills. You know, we'd all love to have them, but he was unique in that sense. But, all the debate about politics and change. I mean, the other big thing I learned from Bob, he used to often say that without a strong economy and without a strong budget financial position, the Labor Party couldn't do all the things that we wanted to do in health and education and the reforms that we needed to make. And I learned so much from Bob and then later on from Paul Keating. And that's really stuck with me. And if you think about that period when Bob was elected, 1983, again, a lot of people think, oh, it was easy times, happy days, plain sailing. We were elected with a $9.6 billion deficit in prospect. And it was Labor. It was Bob and Paul that got the budget back into shape, got the economy. I had unemployment in places like Castlemaine and Maldon of 15 and 16% when I was elected. And so they got the economy going. They made the big structural changes. And the dividend from that was the ability to do so much more, you know, in terms of the social wage, in terms of education, in terms of health. And I think that's the big learning. And I think that's been the big learning for the modern Labor Party, that the Labor Party, it's a party, yes, we're deeply embedded in the importance of social reform, of supporting education and health and tackling inequality. But running along parallel with that is the need to run a strong economy and a strong budget. That's been the lesson, I think, for modern Labor. And you see that playing through right at the moment.
Well, let's talk about what's playing through. I can't help but ask a political question. We're on the eve of the federal campaign. I mean, the polling, the people going to vote in Australia tomorrow. So what is the significance, I suppose? Because you can't not see one. In fact, Barry Cassidy said in the Party Room podcast, which has just been published, people can listen after we get off air, but Barry Cassidy's our special guest, and he says Bob would want us to talk about the politics because, of course, there's politics in this. It's on the eve of the campaign. Labor is clearly in mourning. The nation is in mourning. But how does it affect the federal campaign? Is it a positive message for Labor? Does it help, in hardening up that Labor message as people go to the polls?
Well, I don't know if I can make a judgment about that. But I think in all of the tributes that have been paid to Bob today, all the colourful stories and but all of the focus too on the serious issues, I think it just reinforces, I think, what I said before, that it was Bob and then the partnership with Paul as treasurer that really rebranded the modern Labor Party. And it was a party of economic reform, a party of economic change, of budget responsibility, that put all of those things together to enable it to introduce the big programs, the big changes, Medicare, the big investments in education and health, lifting school retention rates. And I'm not, Patricia, I'm not a political commentator anymore, but when I see, and I see all those shots of Bill and, Bill was mentored so much by Bob, and Bill has learnt, I think, so much from Bob and so much from that era. And it is about making sure that the economy is good, making sure that the budget position is good. And you're seeing that run into this election where I think, Labor has been extraordinarily honest with the Australian people, announcing in a very transparent way the changes that are going to occur to the tax system, the changes that are going to occur to the budget surplus is going forward. And I think that's all really, the lesson from that Hawke and then Keating era. It's about a strong economy, it's about reform, and then it's about getting the dividend of that to be able to invest in all of the things that make such a difference to people's lives.
Thank you so much for your time, John.
Good on you. Thanks, Patricia.